Coming up in just moments, we're going to profile the third annual Central Iowa Business Conference slated for Thursday, September 19th, here in Des Moines, Iowa. Not only great headliners like Damon John of ABC's Shark Tank, gold medalist Kerry Strug, and Craig Tool's Todd Sommerfeld, but a slew of business breakout sessions with valuable information. With me is Todd McDonald of ATW and Lisa Fox from the Youth Emergency Services. And yeah, nonprofits should consider coming as well. All of that is coming up next. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Oasis, a paychecks company dedicated to helping small to mid-sized businesses get on the growth curve by assisting in the functions of human resources, from payroll to compliance. Learn more at oasisadvantage.com.
They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. Appreciate that, as always. We're about to dive into a program now in its third year, and it's a major event for all of Central Iowa. It is called the Central Iowa Business Conference, and it happens in September, September 19th, as a matter of fact. And with me are two of the co-chairs with regard to this whole process. This is Todd McDonald and Lisa Fox. Todd is with ATW Training, and Lisa Fox is with Youth Emergency Services, a nonprofit here in the greater Des Moines metro. Lisa, nice to see you again. I'll get to Todd in just a moment, but, you know, you and I go back a couple of years.
A lot of years.
Yeah, well a couple years. You're way too young for a lot of years.
Right.
So I'm really excited. Before we get into all of this, I want to say congratulations. Before you walked into the studio, I had no idea that you were the CEO now of the Youth Emergency Services Program, a monstrously wonderful program in the Des Moines metro that really does save the lives of kids.
It does, every day.
So tell me about this.
It is, today we've got 47 youth in our shelter. Mm. They come to us when they're in crisis.
Yeah.
We protect them, that's our number one goal, but we also empower their families. And at the end of the day, we save lives.
Yeah.
And we make them more productive for society.
And that's key for the long-term health of the rest of the community, because if you can stop some of these issues that are going on now, then you don't have to deal with them later.
Right. Diversion is probably our number one initiative right now. So if we can meet them at a young age and really put the tools in place that they need to be successful, I think we can curb the problem.
ATW Training is with Todd McDonald. And Todd, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again, as always.
Good to see you.
So tell us a little bit about what is ATW.
Well, ATW, we're in our 20th year of providing business training and solutions to companies here in Central Iowa. We were nominated and received feedback from a lot of our peers. We were voted as one of the top 10 training companies in the United States a couple of years ago, and so we just help businesses succeed.
Yeah, and all businesses want to do that. It's just how you go about it.
Absolutely.
And then put those priorities in order. Speaking of priorities, I would suspect that the Central Iowa Business Conference ought to be a priority for most businesses, yeah?
Well, it certainly is. This is our third year of the Central Iowa Business Conference, and we were building off the success of the last couple of years, and we're extremely excited about the lineup that we have this year. Lisa and I have had an opportunity to work, gosh, I don't know how long, probably 10 or 15 years on different conferences like this, and we're always looking at trying to bring a conference to Central Iowa that can help business and business professionals succeed. And the way I was thinking about it on the way over here, getting, you know, just thinking through, it's if you're a business professional and you want to up your game, this is the conference to go to. We've got great keynote speakers, Damon John of Shark Tank. We're very excited to have him in and
that's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Kerry Strug to come in and talk about her Olympic championship and what she went and persevered through. I think we all remember that visual of her in the Olympics and extremely excited to bring in Todd Sommerfeld from Craig Tool, a very well respected company here in Central Iowa, and he's going to talk about the culture that they've built at that organization and that's that culture of engagement will take companies a long ways.
Yeah, that is a remarkable thing. If a business can understand the culture of engagement, that means productive employees and productivity for the company. If you're seriously engaging rather than sometimes doing things that would make people feel somewhat entitled.
Yeah,
you know, it's a whole different deal.
Absolutely.
So Lisa, you're from the nonprofit sector. Would this be is this something for nonprofits to come to as well?
So Todd said we have led tons of conferences over the years, and it's more like 20, Todd. Mm-hmm. I hate to admit that. And this is one of the best agendas I have ever been a part of. So we were literally sitting in this room going over the breakout session agenda. And I was going to try to find the resources to bring a couple of my leadership team. After looking through this agenda, I'm bringing my entire team.
Really?
My entire senior leadership team, because this agenda is one of the best I have ever been a part of.
And we're going to break that down here in just a second, because not only do you have some wonderful keynote speakers. Last year, I think it was Les McGowan was here. I mean, and some really great people.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
who
it's
could
amazing.
Light up a room. But the other important thing is that you have these breakout sessions.
Right.
That are probably meant, and I've taken a couple of them, are meant to give you hands-on things to do so that you just don't walk away with a booklet.
That's exactly right. And the goal of this conference is to provide tools to small to mid-sized employers, number one. And number two, there are a lot of our members who are part of large organizations. So if you can imagine a principal, a Meredith, you know, these huge behemoth organizations, you've got people in management level positions going, how do I influence change in my organization? There will be tools for them as well. So it's not just for these small to mid-size employers. It's for any leader in this community that wants to create transformational change within their organization. A couple of years ago, we had Gino Wickman with the EOS system.
Right.
He wrote the book Traction. And I will tell you, there are Traction disciples all over this community that are reaping the benefits of that session. And we're going to take that even further this year. So not only are we introducing new concepts, but we're building on those tried and true concepts that companies like Craig Tool have, you know, maximized their organizations through. It's absolutely transformational. And yes, sign up. For the price of admission, they will get 10 times the value.
Yeah, if I can piggyback on what you just said, you know, not only small and medium-sized businesses, but those management-level folks in large corporations, which can sometimes feel a little bit overwhelmed and swamped, you know, why not send those folks?
Because overwhelmed, swamped, and I'll add powerless.
Yeah.
They feel like they can't implement change that's actually going to move the dime. And I'm telling you, they come to these, they can influence that change. It will help them.
Well, Todd, let's break down some of these events, the outside of our keynote speakers. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah, when you think about some of the concurrent sessions, Lisa's already mentioned things such as dealing with change in an organization. I mean, what organization is not going through that? We've also got a panel on just the innovations in health insurance right now. And that's what we sat down with that group the other day. And some of the things that they're going to be talking about are just fantastic. I can't wait to listen to some of that. As Lisa mentioned, we'll be following through on some of the EOS traction process. We've got some sessions on personal branding. How do you make, you know, how do you personally brand yourself and become a greater asset, you know, in the organization and how you're going out presenting yourself. We got some things for the sales and marketing folks on relationship marketing and going out and doing some of that. And we've also got some things around, you know, just some, we got one on managing mental health at work. So as Lisa said, we're trying to be, you know, we're extremely excited to have Damon John and Carrie Strug.
Absolutely,
fantastic. But I think we have some very
Other meat going on.
Absolutely, we got some great things that people can grab onto, take back, and immediately use in the organization.
Yeah, if I can come back on this whole relationship marketing thing for just a moment, because that is so important. And one of the reasons it's so important, Lisa, I think is because most individuals have product knowledge that they can get through the internet. I mean, I know what kind of car I want. I know what, you know, I know stuff about whatever it is that I want to buy. So the salesperson, whomever that salesperson is, has to be focused on building relationships with their customers, because oftentimes the customer has all the details. We just want to be somebody.
So differentiating yourself in this marketplace is absolutely critical. And how do you differentiate yourself? You build relationships. You build trust.
Right.
It's that old adage, people buy from people they
know
and like and trust, right? It's not rocket science, but if you've got tools in place that can make that happen for you, that can take it a step further, right, you're 10 steps ahead of the bar. One of the things that occurred to me as I was sitting here, as I said in that meeting just a couple weeks ago, is I have got something for every person in my senior leadership team. So I'm going to bring my HR person, and she's going to learn about managing this healthcare thing. It's hard. You know, you've got folks in rural Iowa. How do they access coverage? I have no idea how they do it. It's hard enough doing it right here in central Iowa, where we do have resources. So bringing people from rural Iowa to this conference is critical. There will be things for them. My ops director, you know, really having her sit down and learn about that EOS model and learning how that's been implemented in other organizations, how they've taken it a step further. My development director, I'm bringing her in. She is, you know, she's going to attend that relationship marketing session. I mean, there is absolutely something for everybody on your leadership team. So I encourage, if I can find the funds, and I need to do a shout out right now, Nationwide has stepped forward with some funds for us to do some development, some leadership development internally. And I am forever grateful to Jay Larson and his team out at Nationwide. And so Jay, if you're listening, this will be the first use of those funds that you provided for us. We just got news yesterday that we got those
good
funds.
Deal.
So thanks to Nationwide.
And those kinds of things help. You know,
it's transformational.
When corporate partners, as large as some of the corporations that we have here in the greater Des Moines metro, when they step up and they recognize, you know, we've had this statistic all the time, 70% of all jobs in the United States are created by small to mid-sized companies. And so when these big companies recognize that and how much they can also get back by empowering people and training people, I mean, it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, and I will tell you, so one of our breakout sessions is managing mental health at work.
Hello.
I am not kidding you. 70% of the kids in my shelter today have a mental health diagnosis. Those kids are going to grow up, and they're going to be working for every one of our employers here in central Iowa, and we have to figure out how to manage it. Not only do we have to give the skills to the parents on how to manage their kids' mental health, but those kids are going to be adults, and they've got to learn how to manage their own mental health.
Now, and not only that, but if you are working wherever you happen to be working, if you are managing or co-managing or responsible, you need to be able to recognize some signs and symptoms that are out there so that you can offer an intervention at some point.
Access the tools. Yeah. There are tools out there, right?
Yeah. Here's one for you that I just happened to think of, and if you guys are on the committee next year, here's one that kind of is missing, but I think it's relevant. Aging issues as individuals care for their parents or their grandparents, and how to
or their friends,
or their friends,
they happen to be aging,
like Todd.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
So
how do you deal with all of that stuff? And where, you know, when my mother, Shalom, when she was, you know, I was her primary caregiver for 3.5 years, and the insurance papers and all the stuff that would come flooding to her home every single day. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. Anyway, I was at
a luncheon today where they were talking about some of the benefits, the new benefits coming into organizations, and you know, we have parental leave and some things. They're talking about caregiver leave.
Yeah,
you know that you have that, and I think that's going to become a bigger issue. I mean, we're an aging population. You know, we've got the boomer generation that's retiring, and we have to take care of them.
Well, some of us anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of us won't retire.
Yeah,
I will build on a little bit of Lisa's, and I think one of the things we haven't hit here as much is we got great speakers, but we're also going to have some great networking opportunities.
Mm.
You're going to have an opportunity to talk with 500 or 600 other business professionals, you know, here.
Outside of the traditional office space,
absolutely.
And that means so much.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be a place where you want to be, you want to be seen, you want to talk to some of these individuals. You know, one of our key sponsors of this is the Entrepreneurs Organization of Iowa. You know, business leaders from there. So we appreciate them, Applied Arts, University of Iowa, and then our organization happens to be sponsoring it as
right.
well.
All right, so this all takes place on the 19th of September, so there's plenty of time, but do not dally to get tickets. We will have links, by the way, for all of that up on the radio blog, so you don't have to remember any www stuff right now. So we will have hot links mm-hmm. on the blog for that. So, Lisa, you said you had to think about this a little bit, budgetary-wise.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
it's an expense.
Yeah. Or it's an investment.
Well, here's the deal. It is an investment and the return on that investment. So one of the things I'm most excited about is the opportunity for my leaders to share best practices and commiserate a little bit with their peers.
Mm.
So during the luncheon, we're actually going to break into disciplines.
Really? That's interesting.
Yep. So we're going to encourage people and we'll have tabletop discussion leaders who can start a conversation about HR or finance or operations or IT or whatever that discipline happens to be and really collaborate and share best practices around that discipline because that's really hard to do. So you're going to come back and you're going to, you know, sit with your leaders and you're going to exchange cards and say, guess who I met?
Hmm.
They're dealing with the same issues, but they've already solved the problem. What better
nice.
Than that?
Yeah.
So it's a
worth
great
the
opportunity.
Price of admission.
Right. More than worth it. Yep.
It is called the Central Iowa Business Conference. It's scheduled for September 19. We will, again, have links up for all of the ticketing information for you on our radio blog. Good stuff, guys.
Register today.
Yeah, got to go. All right?
Got to go.
Yeah, got
to
go.
It's hard to carve out that time, too.
Well, you know, let me put that back to you. You know, you're a trainer in the world of making people's business successful.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that one of the things that you constantly get hit with is time management. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah? And we talked about is training an expense or is it an investment?
Right.
You know, and we certainly look at it. I mean, obviously, you know, my company does training, so we want to look at it as an investment. But, you know, as I tell people, you can have the greatest vision in the world, you can have the greatest strategy in the world, but if you don't have good people that are engaged and want to work for the organization and are good at what they do, then that greatest yeah. that great vision and strategy is just not going to happen. Yeah. It's back to the people.
Yeah, and learning how to better lead is so vitally important. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Todd, good
Absolutely.
To see you
good
again,
to see you.
As always. And Lisa, thank you so much.
Awesome to be here. Thanks.
Once again, that was Todd McDonald and Lisa Fox from the Central Iowa Business Conference. We'll have links to where you can get tickets for the conference in September up on our radio blog. Well, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, that would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks, and for Todd and Lisa, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.